1 week later, he tells newspaper reporters attending a banquet that our choice is clear in the current war. Either the whole world will win it, or the whole world will lose it.
My friends, this dinner of the White House Correspondents Association is unique. It is the first one at which I have made a speech in all these 8 years. It differs from the press conferences that you and I hold twice a week. For you cannot ask me any questions tonight. And everything that I have to say is word for word on the record. In our press conferences, as at this dinner tonight, we include reporters representing papers and news agencies of many other lands. To most of them, it is a matter of constant amazement that press conferences such as ours can exist in any nation in the world. The decisions of our democracy may be slowly arrived at. But when that decision is made, it is proclaimed not with the voice of any one man, but with the voice of 130 million. It is binding on us all, and the world is no longer left in doubt. Ours is a unity that is possible only among free men and women who recognize the truth and face reality with intelligence and courage. Let me make it clear that the nation is calling for the sacrifice of some privileges, not for the sacrifice of fundamental rights. And most of us will do it willingly. There is not one among us who does not have a stake in the outcome of the effort in which we are now engaged. A few weeks ago, I spoke of four freedoms. And if we fail, if democracy is superseded by slavery, then those four freedoms, or even the mention of them, will become forbidden things. Centuries will pass before they can be revived. For unless we win, there will be no freedom. British peoples are braced for invasion whenever such attempt may come. Tomorrow, next week, next month. In this historic crisis, Britain is blessed with a brilliant and great leader in Winston Churchill. But knowing him, no one knows better than Mr. Churchill himself that it is not alone his stirring words and valiant deeds that give the British their superb morale. The essence of that morale is in the masses of plain people who are completely clear in their minds about the one essential fact that they would rather die as free men than live as slaves. China, likewise, expresses the magnificent will of millions of plain people to resist the dismemberment of their historic nation. China, through the Generalissimo, Chiang Kai-shek, asks our help. America has said that China shall have our help. so our country is going to be what our people have proclaimed it must be, the arsenal of democracy. Never in all our history, never in all our history of Americans, faced a job so well worth trying. May it be said of us in the days to come that our children and our children's children rise up and call us blessed.